Hour in Radio, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Man, happy Monday, big stretch. It is time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. And what a beautiful day in the Tennessee Valley and North Georgia area. It has been gorgeous out there. And you know what? Hopefully, if you went to the race at Talladega, you were treated with the same weather. We were treated with a heck of a race that led to Austin Cindric getting his first victory of the season. Will he still be upset with his teammate? We're about to find out about that later. Had some people tweeting about it. Other famous athletes. Interesting day in Talladega, as it usually is. But don't worry, you've come to the right place if you want to hear about everything. As we're going to recap the race from Talladega, we'll run down points, we'll talk standings, we'll get you ready to go to the next race, because that's what we do each and every Monday at 6 right here. So sit back, relax. We'll take it from here. At least for the next hour, anyway. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and sitting across from me, I can't tell how much sun he got. All I can tell is it's probably not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here. You know, I am pretty bronzed right now, as well as like a lizard or a snake.
Starting to peel a little bit?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you stay out on the beach a little too long? A few too many Tutti Frutti's made you forget what time it was?
Well, you know, you're not too far off. It's funny you say that. You know, our first day there, we...
So you and the missus went on vacation.
Yeah, my wife and I, we went down to the Excellence Resort in Playa
del Carmen?
Or however you say it. It's about 40 minutes outside of Cancun down in Mexico, and it's a favorite destination. And so anyway, we arrived there about 11:30 on Wednesday. Was there for 5 days, and we were probably out there on the pool side and beach area by about 1:30 or so. And you know, you get out there, and we were in what they called the club area. A little more exclusive, and start you know, making some new friends and meeting people, and met some of these folks from New Jersey and New York. You know how those folks up there they're real friendly,
fun accents.
Yeah, so got to talking to them. The only thing that was wrong with them is they were all big Eagles fans. They had all their Eagles garb on.
Can't hear about that.
However, my wife, you know, she instantly became close friends because that's her team, is Philadelphia Eagles. And so anyway, you know, you get out there and you start having a few Tutti Frutti's, and I didn't spray down as quickly as I should have.
Oh, Sean, you got to spray and you got to let it set.
And after about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, because we kind of stayed out there a little late, man, put it this way, the entire night I tried to sleep. Man, I was waking up, and you could put your hand underneath the sheet.
Just feel the
and
heat.
Feel the heat. Oh, man.
There is nothing worse.
I kept myself sprayed down, you know, throughout the vacation, but I was in and out of the pool or the ocean, and it doesn't stay too long when you're in and out of water, so there's no question. Man, I am already peeling, so...
So
I should know better at the age I am.
You know, thank goodness for my Native American heritage. I've always been able to. I can get pretty dark, and I don't burn very easily. My wife, in no way, shape, or form, has that ability. And when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, same thing. Get there, you're having fun, you don't realize it is day one. And I look down, and her thighs are about as red as that Rock 105 logo. And I was like, oh, boy.
Have you? She's been applying nonstop. But some people, you know what? It's easy just to, you kind of forget about it, or I'll do that here in a minute. And pretty soon, yes, nothing will kick off a vacation like, oh boy, now I've got a sunburn the rest of the time.
Yeah, especially it's your first day.
It's the worst.
You know, your first day, you're all excited. You can't get enough of it. You can't soak it in.
You're
fast
because I'm here, and you're like, yeah. The beach and Kiwi girl.
I've been counting this vacation down. I so need a break. I've been, you know, just waiting until I got to the beach and got a tutti frutti and, you know, just sat back and relax, and that's where I was. And so anyway, but I had a great vacation. Let me share this too. I am so sunburned that I don't know that I've ever had my lips sunburned, but my lips feel like leather. I mean, they are just like they were baked, broiled, and grilled all at the same time. So, but it was a great vacation. How was things with you over the weekend?
That is no fun, and I'm so sorry, and I will continue to make fun of you about it, but that's a... Yeah. That's a welcome back.
I've been lotioning down ever since.
You know what? That's not a bad say, honey. We come rub some more lotion on me. That's not a bad trick, Mr. Whitfield. I had to do
that last night. I had to get my whole back just lathered down.
Just a little bit lower,
Yeah,
yeah. That's sometimes that works.
Yeah.
So I had the opposite of a beach vacation. We spent our weekend cleaning out the garage.
Wow.
Which is something that needed to have been done for years. And then finally, it was just like, we picked a date. That's when we're going to do it. And we kind of went with the rule is like, if we haven't used it in the last 2 years, it's just got to go. And you know what?
Whose idea was this?
I mean, I guess it was a joint idea.
Okay.
But who really pushed through making it happen?
I could see where Mrs. Orr has been on Mrs. you about
Orr,
it.
Mrs. Orr was the driving force behind this one.
And she finally said, okay, I've had enough of it.
Enough. That's basically, yes.
And you're going to clean the garage this weekend.
So it's a, no, it was a two, it was a two-person job, and it was kind of funny. I had a neighbor that texted me, giving me a hard time. He said, man, y'all having a yard sale? And I said, no. I said, it's supposed to be a garage clean out, but the way this is going, it's probably a soon-to-be divorce sale. But no.
Did you order one of those roll-off dumpsters?
We actually did not. We filled up enough trash for basically my entire back of my truck, and I took it to the office and put it in our dumpster there. So,
wow.
But it was, you know what, now it was so cool because Sunday, Sean, there's a few things around the house I needed a tool for, and I was like, I've got that tool, and it's very easy to get to, and I went and used it. Instead of just making it up on the fly because my garage was such a disaster.
Now, you know, I didn't even know you had a garage until just now.
Garage, you helped me get through the garage door.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
You know what?
Well, the only reason
mine is the first thing to go, buddy.
Well, yeah, and mine's gone several years ago. But I just know anytime I've ever been over to your house, your vehicles have been sitting outside.
KK parks in the garage.
Oh, okay.
And
there's only one. There's only room for one car.
Yeah, because Krista and I both drive bigger cars. My house was built in '88 before everything was so big, mm-hmm. So you could fit two like normal sized sedans in there. But
yeah,
Krista drives my truck or Krista's Suburban. Either one would fit.
Yeah, is it because they're too long?
Yeah,
yeah,
and probably too wide next to one another. But yeah, they're too long.
Well, my Toyota Tundra, it's the Crewmax cab. And I tried parking it in there, and oh no, there's no way.
Houses, you know, no, new house is probably big enough, but
yeah. Matter of fact, the next house we get is going to have a 3-car garage, and that's one of the things it's going to have to be able to do well is fit large vehicles in.
So my buddy Mark, you've met Mark. He used to have a really cool Dodge Superman, you know, loaded out Dodge Ram.
Yeah,
and they didn't even think about it. Bought a new house, and then they get moving in. And when he gets there, he realizes, his truck doesn't fit the house he just bought. So he ended up having to go get something different.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so did you get rid of anything good, or was it just junk?
Oh, just junk. I mean, bunch of stuff.
Nothing that you could donate or anything anybody want to buy?
We had a big donate pile for some of the goods. But you know how it is. You're like, I'll do something with that someday, or I could. No, just get rid of it. So it was good, though.
So you got plenty of extra room now?
We got extra room now. I'm telling you, if you need me to store some of your stuff, Sean, I might be able to.
You never know.
I think there's a company out there that rents out garage space. Like you can kind of like an Airbnb, but for people to store stuff at your house.
Yeah.
I can contact
them.
Well,
luckily I still have a warehouse in Chickamauga because that's where all the stuff that came out of Kim's old house is right now. It's all stored in a warehouse in Chickamauga.
Mrs. Whitfield had a good time though. I haven't tuned in to see if she's got color to her.
She did. You could find her right now on News Channel 9. She needed a break. I needed a break. You know, sometimes it just helps to sort of disconnect.
I can totally see her needing a break more from you than anything. But
well, that's
you
the thing.
Being a semi-retired guy that basically your only job is to go to the gym and then come here and sit around. What exactly stresses you out?
Well, you know, I have some hard days.
up by the crack of noon.
I have a pretty stressful life. Of course, with our schedules, you know, when you're married to a TV news anchor and she is on the 6, 10, and then the 11, she doesn't get off the air till like 11:35. She doesn't get home till like 12 or 12:15. When she gets home, and that's a.m., I'm already in bed asleep. And then I usually get up between 5 and 5:30 every morning. So
two ships passing in the night.
Yeah, it is. And so really, we don't get to see each other or spend time together except for on the weekends because Monday through Friday, our schedules are completely different. A lot of people go, man, how do you in the world do you do that? And then I have some friends that says, man, you're a lucky man. Yeah,
y'all got it figured out.
Y'all got it going on. You know, several of my buddies said, man, I wish I had that kind of schedule with my wife. But, you know, it's kind of what you make of it. We knew what we was getting into and we became married and, you know, it works out fine.
Well, pretty soon you'll let her retire.
So where fine. I'm going with this is we like to take a little more frequency of vacations because that's our time to be able to get to spend together for however many days at a time because we don't get that in our day-to-day lives except on the weekend.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
No, Kim's a smart lady. She said, I'll marry him, but I don't want to be around him that much.
Yeah.
So good idea.
When I was in the oil business for over three decades, I used to deal with a lot of representatives from various oil companies we did business with. And I used to think about a lot of the guys I deal with, they'd be from other cities. Well, they would fly out on Monday, and then they wouldn't fly back to whatever city they were based at until Friday morning or Thursday night. And I used to think, man, how in the world do you do that? You're away from home all week long and you don't see your wife. Now I look back or I look at our situation, I think, you know,
ain't bad.
That's not a bad deal. The only thing that it would really present a problem is if we had small children. Yeah. Or we had children that weren't grown adults.
Well, y'all have two dogs that are going to live with you soon.
They have another home.
So...
Yeah, they have another home and then
a farm upstate.
And then, you know, I have one daughter that's she's close to graduating from college in another year and lives in Atlanta. And then my oldest daughter, you know, she's married and got her own life going. So but if we like had a daughter the age of your daughter, Evelyn, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd miss way too much. So.
Yeah, so no golf this past weekend?
Nope, no golf. Just sit at home, clean stuff, I watched some golf, watched some NASCAR. Just had a nice little weekend.
Did you watch any of the draft?
I did. I watched the draft. Of course, the big story is Deion Sanders.
Man, what are they making?
Son sliding all the way down to fifth round.
Well, yeah, that's the big story, but what they're making the biggest story about it in all the media outlets is the fact he got pranked.
The prank call, which is just, in one hand, hilarious, and the other hand, really, really stupid. But yes, that has made the rounds as well.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't the thing to do. Yeah, it was a terrible prank. But, I mean, you know, we're talking about college kids. That's not the worst prank.
Well, but that college kid was the son of a coach and had to steal that information from his dad. And so it's like, dude.
Well, yeah.
And here's the thing. When you prank him, don't post it online.
He made a video of
exactly.
Himself.
Just prank him and then like let that just never 20 years from now go, hey, did I ever show you this? Like, but you can't do it. Can't do it anymore. You got to make a video. Yeah. You got to have all your buddies laugh.
Yeah, you got to put it on TikTok.
Can you imagine though? Because and I don't know how much his dad makes, but I would think most NFL coaches, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Like if you're a coordinator, you can make $1 million. Could you imagine putting your dad's job at risk doing something that crazy? Oh man, I just like could you imagine going to Stanley and going, hey dad?
I heard somebody in the sports media today talk about, said, you know, why in the world does the NFL say they're going to do an investigation now on this whole deal? Where is the NFL when you hear of players and domestic violence? Oh,
absolutely.
Going on?
Yeah.
You know, which commonly happens in the NFL, NBA, and other professional sports. So this is not anything that. And if nothing else, there's people now that know of Deion's son and know he was a quarterback at Colorado that possibly didn't know before. Because if you're an SEC fan, you don't pretty much pay attention to the rest of the country.
Everyone knew who Shedeur Sanders, or at least Deion's son, was in the Colorado program. Here's the thing.
I didn't know his name.
If they only, well, but Sean, like, you're the only football fan that wouldn't have known Shedeur Sanders' name.
That's not true.
If he'd have just prank called, you know, the tight end that got drafted in the fifth round or something, it would have been a funny ha-ha. But this was the most covered. The biggest story of the week was the fact that Deion Sanders' son, who a lot of people had going in the top 10, fell all the way to the fifth round. So,
yeah. Anyway. And he went to the Cleveland Browns.
He went to the Browns, which is just another mess.
Yeah. And doesn't the Browns already have their fair share of quarterbacks?
Yeah. They don't have a very good starting quarterback. They've got an old guy, Joe Flacco, and then a bunch of Kenny Pickett, a castaway from the Eagles and the Steelers. And then they drafted a bunch of dudes. So it's bad all the way around.
Well, I saw a little bit of the draft from Mexico, but...
you were too busy pouring another draft, weren't you?
It was hard to watch it because the entire broadcast was in Spanish. And so all you could do was just watch the screen because you couldn't understand what they were saying. So I didn't find myself watching very much of the draft since I don't know Spanish. So... But nevertheless, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We do have plenty of NASCAR to talk about. We promise. We just came off a weekend at Talladega. Perhaps there's some of you out there listening that made it down to Talladega, and I can only bet that you had a fabulous time, especially going down Talladega Boulevard. The weather was outstanding, and the racing was great. Or let's say the racing was very good. We're going to debate that a little bit when we come back after the break, because I want to see if you think it was good or great since we didn't have the so-called big one. We're going to break all that down when we come back after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy?
I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
And spit me out, cause you know that I'll come back. And then we separate, but the emptiness attracts. Cause I know.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. And of course, we broadcast from the Whitfield Media Studios, powered by Optimize You. And, a very fancy suit. Sean, do we have the cameras working today?
That we do.
All right. So now when I talk, I show up here and then you show up over to there. And then we each have these individual places that we always stay. We're just fancy, I guess, is what I feel like, a NASCAR broadcast booth with all the, you know, different things we can do, all the things going across the screen. We're almost there.
And everything is automated.
Is there any AI in there?
We may eventually put this show on YouTube. If I can ever learn all that there is to learn about what I've had put in and what I've spent all this money in.
Listen, you might as well experiment with us.
Do you see the center of this table? There's that hole right there in the center.
We can absolutely, yeah, there's so much going on there.
Well, the studio table, you know, I had built in London, England. But there's a hole for all the wiring and all that kind of stuff. I'm sort of describing it now for our listeners. That hole is also a money pit. You just keep pouring money, 20s and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and it just is bottomless.
Listen, I don't watch podcasts or listen to them, but I have seen, you know, people do them, or I've seen parts of them. This is right up there with any of the famous ones you'll watch. This studio can do anything you need. I mean, we could do some hard hitting,
you know. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm only going to say this now that you brought it up. I've had, and I'm proud of these compliments. I've had a lot of people in Chattanooga radio that have been in this studio, visited. One in particular is Jeff Styles. He was on Chattanooga radio for 25 or so years, a legend in radio that a lot of people may certainly recognize his name. And I've had him and many say this is the nicest studio in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I haven't been to
anyway,
all the studios, just, but probably.
We're just proud of what we have here, the Optimize You studio. And, of course, we broadcast live from here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And certainly, we couldn't do this without Optimize You.
So, would you say we are the Team Hendrick of studios right now?
I would say cross between that and, I would say Hendrick.
Okay, well,
maybe Joe Gibbs.
You like Joe Gibbs.
I understand Joe Gibbs has got a super nice place, too.
Well, I'm just saying, team-wise, I think Hendrick's still the one that sets the highest bar.
Yeah, I would agree.
I thought you were going to throw a Track House at us because you fanboy those guys.
I like Track House.
That's very strange.
You know, I've been around this sport for, God, I almost hate to say this, nearly 40 years. And, man, that sounds bad. And I have never, ever went and toured any of the race shops. And I would like to do that before I die.
You know what? Why don't you just load Kim up with the dogs and then just take off and go do that?
I would. I would like to go and visit a few of them.
You can podcast from them, and I'll be here at the home studio.
I would like to go visit Joe Gibbs Racing. I like to see Hendrick's. And, even though RCR doesn't do too well on the track most of the time, I would like to go to Richard Childress Racing.
The history of that one has to be cool.
Yeah, to see all of the Dale Earnhardt history.
You'd probably like to go see DEI, but then Trump would get mad at you.
Well, DEI has been gone a long time. Hey, speaking of Trump, the Philadelphia Eagles has been at the White House this afternoon.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty cool.
I would like to, and it would probably take more than a day.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to take 2 or 3 days and visit several of the big race shops, and then I'd like to come to a close and end it in Charlotte at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Man, I just created myself a winter
look
field trip.
Look at that. You know what? And your wife would probably even say, you know what? You don't need me. You just go.
I would say.
You just have a ball.
I would invite you, but I know Mrs. Orr won't let you leave.
Listen, Miss Orr keeps me booked out. You know, there ain't time to work something like that.
No, I don't think it's that. She just don't want you hanging out with me.
That too. Well, actually, if your wife's there, she's cool with it.
All right, Sean, all that changed almost 3 years ago.
Big
that's
race.
How long I've been married.
At Talladega this weekend, we saw Austin Cindric with Team Penske get the race win, and does it not without a little bit of, how would you say, not trepidation. There's a little bit of controversy surrounding the whole win, especially with his teammate Joey Logano.
Well, not so much a problem with Austin, but teammate Joey Logano and Ryan Preece had a little bit of problem in close or post race inspection. But before we go there, now we're about to talk about Talladega. We're not going to talk about a big one or more than the big one, which takes out a lot of cars. We didn't have it. We didn't have it happen.
Very strange.
The final 62 laps were with no caution. Now, think about that for just a moment. How often have we seen Talladega with no cautions? Let's just go as far as, say, the last 10, 12 laps.
I don't remember the last time Talladega didn't end in a green, white checker.
That's the next thing. We saw a Talladega that did not go into overtime. No green, white checker. And, you know, we've heard drivers say for many years, oh, we got to do something about Talladega. You know, it's just a crash, wreck fest, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they proved that they can run and run successfully with 67 lead changes among 23 drivers and have a pretty incident-free race compared to the typical Talladega.
Yeah, it's almost like everyone went out there and decided to be on their best behavior and made an agreement, let's not do anything stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, stupid's kind of what makes restrictor plate racing so much fun, especially towards the end. I don't like the wreck early in the race that takes out half the field and then, you know, you've got guys making laps for nothing. But it was really odd to pace back and forth in front of the TV waiting for something that never happened.
Yeah. Another thing, at the end of the race, after the race was over, most of the cars, they rolled on the haulers with four wheels. Whereas a lot of times at Talladega, they put the cars on the haulers with dollies. Because
piece by piece.
Yeah, because they're in pieces or there are no wheels on the car or it's missing a wheel or two. So it was a very different Talladega. Now, let's ask ourselves the question. Do we like that kind of Talladega? Or do we like the Talladega where we have a big one and we go into the green-white checker and we've got a bunch of race cars piling up and we may have 2 or 3 cautions in the final 20 laps? Which Talladega do you prefer?
I do not like 2 or 3 cautions in the final 20 laps, but I also do not like 0 race stoppage in the last 60-something laps. I mean, that's an hour of racing of just nothing really exciting happening. I guess I like it when it all comes down to the end and you've got guys making moves. I guess a little bit of desperation, maybe, you know, something that, you know, guys that just have to make it happen or have been there all day and they want to try to squeeze in where maybe they don't fit. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes Talladega exciting. I don't like when it's nothing but a wreck fest and you have 10 cars on the lead lap towards the end. That's swinging the pendulum too far the other way.
I do not disagree. However, I do prefer the Talladega. And I'm sure there's going to be many listeners out there that's going to disagree with me. But I do like the Talladega, where we see some banged up wrecks, banged up race cars.
It's just part of it.
And that's one of the things that lends to the excitement of Talladega. You know, Talladega is usually one of those tracks on the schedules that most team owners budget and expect to have a wrecked race car when they put it on the hauler.
You know, we went out to dinner a couple weeks ago with some friends, and it was at a Mexican restaurant, and I just wasn't, which is weird for me. I wasn't into Mexican, but they had this little thing advertising their hamburgers. So I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, are those good? He said they're delicious. So I got one.
You went to a Mexican restaurant and had a hamburger?
Exactly. And you know what? It was delicious. But at the same time, I still felt like something was missing because I'm at a Mexican restaurant. That's kind of how Talladega feels like.
Yeah.
You know what? The racing was good. It was an exciting finish. But it felt like something was missing because someone's day didn't get ruined, I guess I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, it just certainly wasn't the Talladega that we've grown to expect. Now, we mentioned post-race inspection a moment ago. And in post-race inspection of the Jack Lynx 500, there were no issues with number 2 of Austin Centric. He was officially the winner. However, the number 60 of Ron Priest and the number 22 of Joey Logano have been disqualified. Priest's violation was related to a spoiler, number of shims. He had 3 shims instead of the required 2. Man, I hate it when that happens. You have an extra shim there.
Man, it's like traction compound. You can't have enough.
And then Logano's violation was the overall assembled vehicle rule, missing a spoiler bolt. And both of these race cars, Penske and RFK Racing, have RFK Racing is the team owner for Ron Priest. And, of course, Joey Logano with Team Penske. Both have said they will not appeal the penalties. So they'll have to accept it and move on.
So, Sean, I do have to ask you this. For a very long time, this show was associated with a certain brand of oil, and we weren't allowed to celebrate Quaker State getting across the finish line first. How did it feel seeing, as you used to call that, sludge cross the finish line
Quaker
first?
Sludge?
Yeah.
You know, I've been so removed from that world of the oil business now for several years that, I'm still loyal to the old red, white, and blue of Valvoline.
America.
And then, of course, Pennzoil. We were a distributor for Pennzoil as well when we were in the business. But I have nothing against Quaker State. Quaker State is owned by Shell and Pennzoil. So, they're basically all the same engine oil being manufactured by the same oil company, just under different labels.
Quaker State's first cup win since Casey Kane won the Coke 600 in 2012. Kind of surprising because they used to be on the cars a lot.
You know, that's an interesting fact that I would not have expected.
Listen,
that was a big day for the Quaker State brand.
Hard hitting.
Man,
facts that I come with.
Man,
Sean,
you were on top of it. Well, I thought that it's good that NASCAR is policing the garage as strongly as they are. You could look at these penalties as being sort of petty. I mean, why would it make that big a difference? But these race teams, you know, the technology and the engineering that goes into these cars, I mean, they are looking all for the smallest amount of advantage that they can get, because many of these drivers don't feel like that they can pass very well. For example, Kyle Busch, he tweeted after the race, "Right in line. Finish where you are, try to race for the win, and finish last. I hate these cars!" Exclamation points and a mean face with the cuss words, you know, blocked.
Angry man shaking his fist at the clouds is exactly what that sounds like.
Yes. So there's some drivers that just are not happy with this race car. But then there's others that say that, hey, but that's why we have opinions.
You know what? The older drivers not being able to accept change. That doesn't sound like the rest of the world.
You know, you bring up a good point.
I want it to be the way it used to be.
There could be that could be exactly the way you could evaluate this. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to break down the weekend at Talladega. I want to thank you all so much for joining us. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can go to racingtalkradio.com and click on past shows, and you can do that tomorrow, or you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio. Download. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, recapping Talladega. And, of course, this coming weekend, we have got Texas Motor Speedway. So, coming up this Sunday, May 4th at 3:30, be sure and find FS1 broadcast in your area and watch the race at Texas Motor Speedway.
Want to share just a couple of facts regarding Team Penske and Hendrick Motorsports before we break down the results. Daytona and Atlanta are considered drafting type tracks. Those organizations Team Penske led 54.8% of the laps at both Daytona and Atlanta, but did not win either, and had only one top five finish in either of those races at those considered drafting tracks. While Team Penske only led 31 laps Sunday, it got the win, and of course, this is their first victory of the season, which seems a little bit unusual. I would have expected for Penske after 10 races to have already got a win. However, that's not the case. This was their first. Hendrick Motorsports placed all four cars in the top 10, marking only the second time the team has done so at Talladega.
Actually, if you look at the top 12, Sean, only three cars weren't Chevrolets. The winner, Austin Cindric, Noah Gragson in fourth, and Bubba Wallace in eighth. Everybody else, that bad bow tie. So, you know, I don't know what that means on tracks where horsepower is all very similar. Maybe there's something in the aero package that Chevrolet's found out. I don't know. But, yeah, it is pretty crazy.
One thing that was pointed out during the race yesterday is it appears that, and this is being has been being studied and evaluated now for quite some time, but it appears Ford's got a little bit of a fuel economy advantage over the other two manufacturers, and Ford Performance is lending a little bit of that benefit to the fact that they got the win yesterday. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Talladega. And as we've been talking about, Austin Cindric got the victory. It's his third victory in 125 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his first victory and third top 10 finish in seven races so far in his career at Talladega Super Speedway. Ryan Preece posted his fourth top 10 finish in 11 races at Talladega. He would have came in second. However, because he was disqualified, he did not. The driver that came in second was Kyle Larson. He started 25th, came in second. William Byron in third. Fourth, Noah Gragson. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Sixth, Carson Hocevar. Seventh, Alex Bowman. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Daniel Suarez. And 10th, Austin Dillon.
Michael McDowell, our boy, finished in 11th. Stenhouse Jr., 12th. Other drivers of note, Tyler Reddick, 14th. Ty Gibbs, 17th. Ross Chastain finished 20th. Allmendinger, 24th. Josh Berry, 26th. Kyle Busch started second, finished 27th. Hence why he was not very happy after the race. Christopher Bell, 35th. Brad Keselowski, the nightmare continues. 36th place finish, followed by Ryan Blaney in 37th. And after his disqualification, Ryan Preece, 38th. Joey Logano, dead last in 39th.
Of course, some other drivers that, or one other driver in particular that ran very well, Noah Gragson. He finished a season's best fourth for his second top 10 of the year. It marks his 11th time in the last 12 races at front row motorsports car has scored a top 10 at Talladega. You mentioned Ryan Preece, Joey Logano got runner up positions. Brad Keselowski did poorly. Ryan Blaney, he couldn't avoid Brad Keselowski and his hit his car, ending his race. But of course, Blaney finished at the back of the pack in 37th. Christopher Bell got tapped by his teammate Denny Hamlin, and it sent him into the safer barrier. Got his worst finish of the season so far in 35th. Ty Dillon was running in the top 10, which would have been his best finish of the season until he ran out of fuel on the last lap and ended his day in 23rd. However, we did see one Dillon make it into the top 10, which we typically don't see, and that is Austin Dillon.
I had a baby, Austin. Keep hope alive.
There were four caution flags for 22 laps and 67 lead changes among 23 drivers. All right, when you look at the top 10, man, anything stand out?
The only thing that stand out is it's not a typical Talladega top 10. Normally, we're talking about some names that we're not used to seeing up there, but, you know, I guess maybe Noah Gragson is a little bit of a shock. Good for him in the number four car, but, I mean, they've got a good pedigree. Maybe Michael McDowell, our boy, finishing 11th, but the 11th's really nothing to get too excited about. It's more big names not doing well, but not because of a wreck. I mean, Brad Keselowski didn't get in a wreck and finished 36th. You heard Denny Hamlin's what happened to him. You heard Kyle Busch and how unhappy with this car he is. This is usually an opportunity for some of those teams to turn it around, and nobody really used it for that.
Yeah, if you throw Ross Chastain into that group, Kyle Busch. So you're right, and then. We'll end with Ron Blaney there. Many of names that you would expect to do well simply did not have a very good day. You know, Kyle Busch, what else do you say? I don't know if he is capable of turning his career around at RCR. And then you think, okay, he's still got a lot of racing talent. Is the handwriting on the wall that he needs to move on to another race team? But where in the heck would that be?
Well, I think he's probably – here's the thing. If he could have – if you could promise him two more good years, he'd just retire, right? He'd be like, perfect, I'll be done. But he's too old to start anew, and but too young to quit right now, I guess. And he's probably looking at his team going, it's not here. I mean, it's just – it's not. Yeah, I don't think he thinks. But you know, I'm assuming he and Brad Keselowski sit around and go, what have we done?
They sit in the motor coach lot and go, what in the heck have we done?
They're like, hey, remember when we were kind of the man?
We both had it made.
Now it's we finish in 26th or 28th. Yeah, it's rough.
Don't you think that Kyle Busch has sat and thought and had a conversation possibly with his wife, Samantha? This is not how I thought my career.
This is not supposed to be how it's supposed to go.
This is not what I expected in the fourth quarter of my career. He's got to be pondering that. It's got to be on his mind because Kyle Busch has just had such an unbelievable, fabulous career. So many wins. He was always the guy to beat. And now he's just the guy that, you know, got to figure out how to make it into the top 15.
You know, I always think, you know, John Elway, Peyton Manning, you know, those are the guys that went out on top. There's no better way than to win a Super Bowl and walk off into the sunset. But for the majority of people, that's not how it, you know, Troy Aikman, he's also a Hall of Famer, but his last year was basically trying not to get killed on a really not good Dallas team, and he hurts his neck and he's done.
Yeah.
There's a lot more tales of it not going well. You talk about how DW was just out there making laps towards the end of his career. Richard Petty was not racing for race wins. He was just out there as a name. It's hard to think of some of these guys that way, but Kyle Busch, and it's not that bad. Listen, Kyle can go win next week. If there's one thing about Kyle Busch, he can win anywhere. But it is
I don't think right now he can.
I don't think he can. But if anyone can do it, it's Kyle Busch. It's just got to be – it's got to be tough consistently doing poor.
RCR does well in the Xfinity Series, but they have not had success in the Cup Series in years. I'm talking about consistency of success. When you start looking at the landscape of the NASCAR garage, I don't think Penske would ever be an option for Kyle Busch. Don't think Hendrick would. Don't think Joe Gibbs Racing would. I think there could be a fit. I don't know if this would happen, is he would go to Trackside or Trackhouse.
It would have to be.
And replace Daniel Suarez.
It would have to be a team that is looking as for kind of a transition. Hey, come try to win some races for us while we figure out what we're doing long term.
But when you think, if you're in Kyle Busch's position, where do you think his place is in his mind? Those top three teams that I mentioned, I don't see that's even the slight possibility. Do you think looking at Trackhouse Racing would be considered a step up from Richard Childress Racing? I think it would be.
It would be, just because they're newer and it seems like that's, I don't know, that they've got better performance.
I mean, and it's a fast growing and aggressive company.
You could say about Richard Childress what we're saying about Kyle Busch. When is he going to hang it up? He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer, got nothing to prove to anybody. He's Richard freaking Childress. But all good things come to an end, and the performance hasn't been there for a long time. It can't be any easier to get sponsorship these days, especially when you can go, well, the last 5 years we've done blah.
I don't know if Austin Dillon's got the head on his shoulders business-wise to run a company, run a company with leadership or not. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's not what Austin Dillon is looking at in the near future of being the next chapter of his life. But that's just a guess. I haven't hadn't heard or read anything for sure as to what the future of the succession plan is of Richard Childress Racing. It's not like we're seeing with some of the other teams. Hendrick, for example, Jeff Gordon seems to be the player of the succession plan in Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah.
So,
but at least there's, I don't know, that's a much happier plan, you know, handing over a business that's operating well versus something that needs to be rescued.
Yeah. All right, let's run down the driver standings real quick before we head to a break. William Byron is leading. Second place, Kyle Larson. He's 31 points ahead of first place William Byron. Third is Denny Hamlin. Fourth, Chase Elliott. And fifth is Christopher Bell.
All right, sixth spot, Tyler Reddick, followed by Bubba Wallace, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, and Ross Chastain. Round out the top 10, followed by 11th spot, Joey Logano, 12th, Chase Briscoe, 13th, Chris Buescher, Austin Cindric, 14th, AJ Allmendinger into the top 15, and rounding out the top 16, Kyle Busch. However, if the playoffs were to start today, 21st place Josh Berry would bump out Kyle Busch and make the playoffs. Drivers of note, Brad Keselowski, Sean, 32nd in points.
All right, it is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll share a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR as we continue. And, of course, we're coming to you live from the Optimize U studio as we continue Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105 in our 24th year. And we couldn't have done it without all of you. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and information. This coming weekend, the guys in the Cup Series head to Texas. That's going to be 3:30 on Sunday. So no matter what happens there, go ahead and tune in. And we'll be here to talk about it, recap it, give you the dish. And speaking of dish, Sean, I've got to share something with you. I was talking to you a little bit over the break of it, but so a little bit of drama, perhaps.
At Talladega. Let's have a little drama today.
So you know who Chipper Jones is? You being a Braves fan,
former Braves player,
all-time Braves great, 8-time All-Star.
I was going to say he's probably a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, isn't he?
I don't know if he is, but he probably should be, because I think he won
or will be someday.
He won an MVP. Yeah, the baseball selection process is kind of weird. But anyway, this was his tweet. Congratulations to Austin Cindric on his Talladega win. Good teammates are hard to come by, boss. Remember that one of yours MF'd you on national TV, which I think that means didn't do good. When in all actuality, you did everything possible to keep from wrecking him. Hate to be deuces in the team meeting on Monday. Some people are hooray for our team as long as I am the star, as every team has them. Sometimes karma is glorious. Enjoy this one. In case anyone's confused, let me be clear, Joey Logano. So Joey Logano was a little upset, says some things about Austin Cindric after the race, and they asked Austin about it, and he said, I'll have to have a chat with old Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
But anyway, and Joey was out there driving an illegal car. But anyway, I guarantee you a very interesting team meeting happened this Monday.
I heard a audio clip since the race. It lasted, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds. Joey Logano is just going off on the radio during the break or during the race and using a lot of words that we can't use here on radio. So it sounds like he needs to maybe reevaluate his emotions at the moment and sort of chill out a bit.
Just ranting and raving and upset. And he's out there in a car that won't even pass the mustard.
Yeah.
So, listen.
He should be asked, do you want your kids to hear the way you're talking on the radio?
Hey, sliced bread, calm it down a little, bud. And the irony is, if he wins the race, he would have had a race win taken away from him, and no one would have gotten the win. So, you should be happy for your teammate. But anyway, I thought it very interesting that Chipper Jones, of all people, to be the one to call out Joey Logano. So, I don't know if you call that like inter-sport trash talk, or I don't know. Very, very interesting.
Well, it does say that Chipper Jones is a NASCAR fan and follows the sport. Hey, this may or may not affect you. You might be a little concerned. Lionel, which produces Lionel Racing, which produces diecast NASCARs throughout the sport, has announced that they are going to be having to take some temporary measures and raise their prices because of the Chinese tariffs.
The old tariffs is getting us.
These diecasts are made in China. And so if you are a diecast collector, get ready, because the price tags are about to go up.
That'll be worth more money because it'd be the tariff edition.
The tariff edition.
Hey, real quick, and we should know this living here and being so close to Braves country, but yes, Chipper Jones is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
All right.
He was inducted in 2018.
You know, we shared this next piece of news a few weeks back, but didn't have a lot of details. Prime Video has announced the premiere on May 22nd of the documentary called Earnhardt. It's going to be a four-part documentary. It will premiere on May 22nd, just 3 days before Prime Video's first ever NASCAR Cup Series race. The Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte, the final two episodes will be released a week later on May 29th. Prime Video will also reveal a trailer that will show the highly anticipated documentaries coming up here real soon. But I understand it's going to be a killer documentary that you want to definitely see, and it's going to be shown in over 240 countries for those that are Prime members.
He could see the wind, Sean. Earnhardt could see the wind. He could see the draft.
According to many, he could.
He was good. No, that is really cool.
Can you believe this February will be 25 years since the passing of Dale Earnhardt?
I do worry there's a whole generation of motorsports fans that don't realize how good he was or what he meant to the sport because it's been 25 years.
I mean, just to think about that for a moment. He's been gone.
That means he's been doing this show for 25 years.
Yeah. We started the day after the passing of Dale Earnhardt.
I haven't been alive long enough to be doing anything for 25 years.
Yeah, right. Man, you got enough gray hair in that goatee now that we know that's a lie.
That is rough.
Man, when you first started, the thing was brown. Now it's nothing but white.
There's a little bit of, you know what? Salt and pepper is really the correct
way to say it. But at least you still got a lot of hair.
I do.
You know?
Full head.
That's always a benefit and advantage. So, you know, you got nothing to be disappointed about. All right. Where are we headed next?
All right. Going to Tejas.
Going to Texas.
Let's make some chili without beans and be back here Monday to talk about it.
I remember when they opened Texas Motor Speedway, and it was the greatest and grandest place.
And everybody, I'm from southern Oklahoma.
And now it's not much anymore because they only race there once a year.
When they opened it, they're like, NASCAR? What is that? Why is that coming here? And the only thing we cared about is Edge Fest, a big concert they threw at Texas Motor Speedway.
Ow! Yeah, so it's going to be this Sunday at 3:30, and you can catch that on FS1. And regardless of whether you see the race or not, join us here next Monday at 6 on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105, as we'll break down the NASCAR weekend and get you up to date with all the news on and off the racetrack. Any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's do this again. Enjoy this weather. Let's do this again next Monday.
That's for sure. All right, for Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studios, this is WRXR-FM Rossville, Chattanooga. Rock.